This is Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. Boston officials continue to look at how to regulate Airbnb and other short-term rental companies. And earlier this week, Airbnb, the company that dominates the industry, decided to take the issue directly to Boston residents and in a somewhat unconventional way. On Tuesday, thousands received an email from Airbnb that specifically named Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu and her proposal to regulate short-term rentals. The company said they were unreasonable. And despite some negative social media pushback to the email, Airbnb doubled down later in the day, same day, Tuesday, with a written statement calling Wu's proposal anti-tenant and anti-middle class. We invited Airbnb to join us today on the show. They declined. They did send us an official statement, which reads in part, Airbnb supports the regulation of home sharing, which is why we've been working hand in hand with the city of Boston and local communities on reasonable rules for the last 2 years. We're encouraged, to see that Councillor Wu does not support a nightcap on home sharing, and we look forward to getting back to working collaboratively with the city to put fair regulations in place. For the full statement, you can check out our website, radioboston.org. And we also have Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu with us. She joins us by phone. Thanks so much for taking the time today to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So it's unclear exactly, Councilor Wu, who received this email, presumably Airbnb users in the Boston area, but we also did at WBUR. What did you think when you saw that Airbnb email on Tuesday?
You know, you never know what you're going to find when you open up Twitter, but I was more than surprised to learn online that I was specifically named in an email that was not only a little bit subjective in its characterizations of my aligning with certain interests over others, but also contained some major misinformation.
Right. The email had it wrong that you had it said that you had mentioned you were pushing for a 30-day cap on stays, overnight stays when the owner was not at home. That's not something you proposed. Have you heard from Airbnb since? Have you picked up the phone and called the company? And it's very hard to reach somebody in corporate there. But what's the status there?
I have not had any communication with them or from them. I've actually been at a conference in D.C., which is why I'm joining you by phone today. So I have not had the chance to reach out and certainly haven't received any contact from them. There are many, many platforms involved in short-term rentals across Boston, so they're really not the only sort of corporate party that that would be subject to regulations. We've had hearings and working sessions, and any number of representatives of these companies have attended, so it was a little bit surprising to see that they had the facts wrong. And in fact, there is currently no pending legislation before the council on Airbnb or short-term rental.
Right. There is an ordinance that's proposed. Is that's correct?
Actually, no, because the mayor had proposed an ordinance several weeks ago. Councillor Lydia Edwards and I had proposed an amendment to that ordinance, which did include eliminating the investor unit category and tightening the regulations a bit in our perspective to make sure that we're closing corporate loopholes that allow for de facto hotels. However, the time clock on the mayor's proposal ran out and it was withdrawn. So we've had further discussions on what the next iteration of legislation might look like, but no formal proposal has been re-entered to the council.
So there's something in the works, but nothing on paper yet, and it's something you're still at. I know that you are on record saying that a 90-day cap would be a 90-day cap on stays, just to be speaking outside the industry, would be too lenient for Airbnb hosts to have, for short-term stays. What is the happy medium here with limits on how many nights a property can be rented by a homeowner, let's say, in the city of Boston? What are you thinking at this point?
So for me, it's really not so much about the number of nights, but about who is doing the renting or who is offering the home for rent. We have very different categories of users of Airbnb, and many of them in Boston are residents who either are sharing an extra room in their home to help them make the mortgage payment or sharing their entire home when they go on vacation in order to help pay for that vacation. And none of us want to see that sort of the benefits of home sharing for residents diminished. However, we do see some major corporate use of Airbnb where investors are purchasing whole buildings or multiple floors of buildings and essentially setting up de facto hotels where they're taking housing stock, turning them into tourist stays of 2, 3, 4 nights at a time. And what was once long-term residences with neighbors who are part of the community has now become this de facto hotel use. And that, you know, tourism is important for Boston, but we desperately need our housing stock. We're in the midst of a housing crisis, and we know that that drives up prices.
So going forward, though, if you were to repropose something, among city councilors or the mayor himself putting a proposal, it would really shine the light differently on what you find out to be corporately owned buildings versus regular folks who are just trying to be able to pay their mortgage, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
You're able to delineate that.
Exactly. The amendments that Councillor Edwards and I have proposed eliminated the investor category altogether. So you would not be able to rent out or offer on the platform somewhere that you were not living, except for two exemptions that we had created. One for owner occupants of 2 and 3 family homes to be able to offer an extra unit on that platform 365 days a year, and for corporate furnished stays of 10 nights or more in a row. That's to get at it's a slightly different market of, you know, serving employees who are relocating from another city or, you know, professors, researchers here on sabbatical for a semester. A different category, again, from the tourist de facto hotel use.
Let's step back into the cap idea. And I want to hear now from Boston's chief of housing, Sheila Dillon. We have her on tape. She was speaking about the mayor's proposal, which included, again, it's a past proposal at this point, the 90-day cap. One of the arguments that has been used to support putting regulations on the short-term rental industry, Airbnb and others included, is that it takes available units off the market, as you were saying, driving up rent costs.
Research has shown that there's about 2,000 units right now that are rented more than 235 days per year. So those units we've really lost. And we only have about 3,000 vacant units in the city at any given time. So this will provide a larger vacancy rate, which is good for the city. It brings down rents.
So it's not clear if that's true or not. A recent paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research, which we'll have on our website later, it found that a 1% increase in Airbnb listings leads to only a 0.018% increase in rent. That's a small number, Councillor Wu. How much of the push for regulations then is about addressing this housing issue versus just making sure everyone is playing fair, that it's, you know, individuals versus corporations?
It's all of the above, but we do know from, you know, it's one thing to talk about generalized statistics and numbers across large urban swaths, but if you think about it neighborhood by neighborhood, we're really seeing the impact. In Chinatown, for example, row house after row house has been sold for all cash, the long-term residents kicked out and turned into these de facto hotels that would violate zoning laws if a sort of standard hotel were proposed. So we know that this is happening, particularly in the downtown area. The research that our residents have done shows that Boston's downtown area actually has 3 times the density of these multi-unit long-term Airbnbs as even New York City. So it's having an impact in Boston. It's really starting to spread into every neighborhood. We want to make sure that we're taking every possible step to address the housing crisis and help ease the pressure on rents. But it is about more than that. It's about community and keeping our long-term residents as residents, not displacing people, and also making sure that corporations aren't exploiting a loophole.
Right. I want to ask you about that bigger picture that you are referring to, which is about affordable housing and the crunch, of a growing and prosperous city, relatively speaking. Boston has a lot of innovative ideas in its housing arena, and there's this additional dwelling unit pilot loan program, the ADUPLP, I guess. It helps residents in certain neighborhoods in the city get these interest-free loans, no monthly payments until the owner sells or refinances the home. It allows them, if it works out, to maybe build a studio apartment in a basement if it's zoning, you know, coded okay. It helps them stay in their homes. It helps provide an affordable housing unit to the city. This is just one effort. I assume, you know, that battling against the short-term rentals is a small percentage of creating a more robust, affordable housing market.
Yes, it's certainly just one tool in the entire toolbox of actions that need to be taken. The city's Housing Innovation Lab under Chief Dillon has been doing a lot of great policy research, including all of the work on ADUs. We have a lot more work to do, but again, this is something, regulating short-term rentals and doing it in a reasonable way is something that is within our jurisdiction to do and would have an immediate impact. However small, if it helps, we need to take that step.
I want to ask you just briefly as we wrap up, Councillor Wu, are you speaking with officials in other cities about how they're handling what their housing market and the need for this kind of short-term rentals, both for the homeowner, maybe for the traveler, and maybe for, you know, me going to Boston, coming in from Western Massachusetts like I do?
It's a lot to balance, and cities across the country, as you refer to, are trying to figure out their own ways of balancing it. It has to be tailored to each individual municipality, but we're lucky in that even locally, Cambridge just enacted regulations and put a lot of thought into it. So we've looked at San Francisco, New York, Cambridge, all of the cities that have taken proactive steps already. Some sort of reasonable regulation needs to happen. It's clear that there are just blatant violations of zoning as going on right now, as mentioned through these loopholes that allow de facto hotels. So we have to rein it in, set the expectations to be able to maintain Boston as a place that people can live and raise a family.
Okay, we will check back in with you, with the other city officials as well, as this evolves. Thank you so much for joining us today from Washington, D.C. Michelle Wu,
Thank
Boston City Councilor. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Jill Kaufman. This is Radio Boston.